Associate Director at End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, Tony Wilkin Gibbart, says even with the lower numbers last year, one homicide is too many. He says isolation, bad housing, and lack of economic security are key factors in abuse, along with the presence of a firearm in the dwelling.
What keeps victims safe is when they're connected to local domestic abuse services, like the services in Rhineland or at the Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, or in Wausau at the women's community. When victims are working with an advocate to enhance their safety, that goes a long way.
Wilkin Gibbart says rather than treat violence among adults, advocates have been working with teens in an effort to stop abuse early with the Dare to Know movement.
To help them think about what healthy relationships can and should look like, that they move into adulthood with an understanding of what kind of relationship they want to have, what kind of partner they want to be when they begin dating, so that unhealthy set of beliefs never takes root and that the situations don't escalate.
During October's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Dare to Know will be participating in community events in various state cities. Wilkin Gibbart says the Dare to Know movement was launched in July of 2018 with the mission to empower Wisconsin's youth to join the movement to end teen dating violence. More information is at End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin's website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.